White House economists say banning stablecoin. Yield would gain banks 0.02% in lending. The White House Council of Economic Advisers published a 21-page report on April 8, 2026, concluding that prohibiting stablecoin issuers from paying yield to holders would increase total U.S. bank lending by $2.1 billion, a 0.02% change. The finding directly undercuts the American Bankers Association's argument that stablecoin rewards threaten deposit stability and community bank lending. The numbers that end the argument. The CEA's baseline model is blunt. Banning yield on stablecoins redirects a small pool of capital back into bank deposits, producing $2.1 billion in additional lending against a total loan market measured in the trillions. The net welfare cost to consumers, $800 million, creating a cost-benefit ratio of 6.6. For every dollar of lending gained, consumers lose $6.60 in competitive returns. Large banks capture 76% of that $2.1 billion. Community banks, the institutions whose protection was the stated rationale for the ban, would see roughly $500 million in additional lending, a 0.026% increase. That is not a rounding error on a rounding error, but it is close. The worst case is still small. The report stress-tested its model by stacking every pessimistic assumption. Stablecoin market capitalization growing to 6 times its current share of deposits, all reserves locked in unlendable cash rather than treasuries, and the Federal Reserve abandoning its current monetary framework. Under those conditions, bank lending increases by $531 billion, a 4.4% rise. The CEA dismissed this scenario as simply implausible, noting it requires simultaneous structural breaks in monetary policy, stablecoin adoption, and reserve composition that have no precedent. Why this report exists now? The stablecoin yield fight has consumed Washington for months. The Genius Act, signed in July 2025, already prohibits stablecoin issuers from offering yield. The ongoing Digital Asset Market Clarity Act negotiations reopened that question. Banks want the prohibition preserved. Crypto firms, Coinbase chief among them, have pushed to lift it. The White House held at least 3 meetings on stablecoin yield between February and March 2026, with banking and crypto delegations presenting competing frameworks. This CEA report reads like the administration's final position paper. The data does not support the banking lobby's fears. The report frames the yield prohibition as functioning like a tax on stablecoin holders, one that distorts consumer choice while delivering minimal economic benefit. It noted that stablecoin reserves already recirculate through the banking system similarly to ordinary deposits, limiting the net effect of any capital shift. What the banking industry disputes, people familiar with the banking industry's response have pushed back on 2 fronts. First, they argue the model underestimates deposit outflows at smaller institutions, where even marginal withdrawals can force loan book contractions. Second, they contend the CEA's assumptions about how stablecoin reserves function within the banking system are too optimistic, particularly regarding reserve requirements. Neither objection comes with its own published model. The CEA used Federal Reserve and FDIC data calibrated through standard economic modeling, giving its numbers a structural advantage in the policy debate. It is harder to argue against a published model than to complain about one. The Clarity Act connection. This report drops into the middle of active Clarity Act negotiations. Treasury Secretary Bessent has publicly pushed for market structure legislation. SEC Chair Atkins has signaled a dedicated crypto fundraising framework. The stablecoin yield question has been the single largest sticking point. If the White House's own economists are saying the ban produces $2.1 billion against a cost of $800 million, the legislative math shifts. Senators who voted for the yield prohibition under the Genius Act now have a White House paper telling them the provision does almost nothing. The crypto industry will cite these numbers in every hearing, every markup, every lobbying meeting through the summer. For stablecoin users and crypto card holders who fund their spending with USDC or USDT, the practical question is whether future legislation will allow issuers to pay yield directly. Circle, Tether, and smaller issuers have all explored reward structures. If the Clarity Act reopens the yield question, the competitive landscape for stablecoin-funded cards changes. Issuers could offer deposit-like returns on card balances, compressing the gap between crypto cards and high-yield savings accounts. The CEA's 0.02% figure will be difficult to unseat. The banking lobby needs a countermodel, and so far, it does not have one.